We did not follow. We resisted just being like a domino with our peers because it wasn't consistent with our rules and the contract we put in before our customers.
So what was it that made you ban them?
So there were three separate incidents that came to our attention after the fact that were reported to us by different users. There was a video that was uploaded that showed a child being violently thrown to the ground and crying. So that was the first one. The second one was a video that we viewed as incitement of violence. I can read it to you. It's a,
sure.
it's a little bit of a transcript, but now it's time to act on the enemy before they do a false flag. I know the Justice Department's crippled a bunch of followers and cowards, but there's groups, there's grand juries, there's you called for it. It's time politically, economically, and judiciously, and legally, and criminally to move against these people. It's got to be done now. Get together the people you know aren't traitors, aren't cowards, aren't helping their frickin' bets, hedging their frickin' bets like all these other assholes do, and let's go, let's do it. So people need to have their, and then there's a bunch of other stuff, but at the end, so people need to have their battle rifles ready and everything ready at their bedsides, and you've got to be ready because the media is so disciplined in their deception.
So this is, you're saying that this is a call to violence against the media.
That's what it sounded like to us at the time. And there have been a number of incidents of violence against the media. And again, I take my responsibility for what happens on the platform and how that translates off platform very seriously. And that felt like it was an incitement to violence.
So